but why stop at one excursion? Make plans for several day trips this fall. Let's take a closer look at the foothills and what makes it one of the most special places to visit in Alberta. The people that settled this region were, and their generations continue to be, an important part of the region's history. They brought culture, traditions, foods, and farming practices that still endure today. Many of the guided experiences you'll have in the foothills will involve the area's agriculture industry. What is agritourism and why it is important? Agritourism is a one-of-a-kind experience, where a culinary tour has you simply eating at a variety of restaurants or private dining with chefs. Agritourism provides an incredible hands-on encounter that directly connects you to the food you eat and the things you drink. A trip to the Grain Elevators or Ag Society Museum immerses you in the area's history of how the people ate, how they grew their food, and how they profited from growing and transporting it. Visiting a U-pick farm allows you to harvest the very food you'll be using to nourish your body. You gain a special appreciation for the food you eat when you are the one picking and preparing it. Touring a working farm or winery connects you to the hard-working farmers and producers whose sole focus is to sustain you through thoughtfully raising plants and livestock. The food and drink are linked to the histories, heritages, cultures, and geographies of place. It's not just about eating a meal or drinking a glass of wine. Agritourism is an immersive experience that changes your outlook and helps you reconnect with what's important. Don't wait. Reconnect now. We've all seen the effects COVID-19 has had on every aspect of our lives. From indoor confinement to broken supply chains to mental, physical health decline, Albertans need relief. Thanks to agritourism, that relief can be had in the foothills, right now. Escape the city and get out into the country to reconnect with nature, slow down the pace of your life, and restore your soul in uncrowded spaces. Get up close and personal with your food as you nourish your soul. Being such a short drive from the major urban centers means you don't have to book a hotel. It's the ideal day trip. How will you spend your day in the foothills? Some agritourism experiences to try. Anchor D. Sightseeing tours, horseback riding, sleigh rides, hunting Chinook Honey Company, educational programs, Alberta's very first meadery, a honeybee interpretive area and Hive Eau Claire Distillery, Alberta's original craft distillery, a speakeasy tour where you learn about the history of Prohibition Granary Road, shopping and dining with local producers and makers Saskatoon Farm, greenhouses, gift shop, seasonal U-pick, restaurant, farmers market Stone Wood and Steel, traditional blacksmith experiences Museum of the Highwood, visitor information center, interactive museum, Wi-Fi access, accessible toilets Canadian Grain Elevator Discovery Center. Built between 1927 to 1929, these important grain elevators are a vital part of the foothills' history. Hartle Homestead, a homestead farm where you can visit and enjoy interpretive activities. Spirit Hills Winery, family-owned and operated winery and homestead. These are just a few of the many excursions you can enjoy in the foothills. Whether you are sipping wine on a patio, staring up at a grain elevator, or watching bees make honey, you are seeing and becoming a part of the region's history. The last year and a half have challenged us all. It's time now to take back some our sense of calmness, so head out to the country. Get a head start on Christmas shopping with one-of-a-kind local vendors. Pick the freshest produce and take it home for dinner. Pet a goat. Sip local wine. Learn more about Indigenous culture. No matter where you roam in the foothills, you are home. Visit today and learn more at www.foothillstourism.com.